Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
All right, we're back with another special episode with some very special guests. And we're here to... What are we talking about today?
Making it.
Making what?
It.
All right. that's very vague.
Well, we're trying to figure out what that actually means. So that's the phrase, making it. Like, I think we all have an idea of what someone means when they say, I've made it. I've arrived.
And the thing that sort of we had set off is that you were talking about Frank Ocean, the R&B musician, had posted this thing about, what, a short paragraph to himself.
Right, he wrote a letter to his self 5 years ago. And you've done one of these, right? But it was your teenage self. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of reassuring. Like, look, your life is probably really... you're unsure right now. You don't really know where things are going. But listen, big things are going to happen for you. This is Frank Ocean's letter to himself. He's like, look, you're going to go through a couple of relationships. They're going to end in flames, but you're going to use it, and you're going to write two amazing albums. And how did he end it? He's like, you're on a plane right now to go see Jay-Z and Kanye.
It's all working out.
Yeah, I think the last thing he said was, you made it.
Like, yeah, that's why we're talking about you made it.
He made it.
And I think we would all say, yes, Frank Ocean made it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's. I'm not even into his music, and I know of him and who he is, and it's pretty successful.
He's made it. So I guess what we wanted to talk about was what would qualify as us making it. You know, we're not going to be working with Kanye or Jay-Z anytime soon, but what would qualify as us making it?
So I've been thinking about that for the last 20 minutes. And I think that you know you made it when you need to start something new. It's like you're pursuing the dream, and you've made it when it's like, all right, it's time to reinvent myself. Like, that's when you know you've made it.
Do you have a concrete idea? Like, if you said, like, if this happened to me, you know, I would know that I've arrived. I've made it. You know, if I'm flying first class or something, or, you know, some people have a specific idea about what they're going to be doing, who they're going to be doing it with.
Oh, I can, mm-hmm. I can definitely tell you my 16-year-old self, I made it if I had a car with like a 1,000-watt stereo system. Like, that would have been like, I made it. I could die happy.
So I think you made it when you were 20 years old then. And your life has just been... you fulfilled all your goals.
If I would have done that at 16, I would have. But at 20, fulfilling your 16-year-old goals isn't making it.
I think it's like porn. You know what it is when you see it.
Yeah.
But you can't necessarily describe in specifics what it is, because, you know, sometimes things look like it, but they're not actually porn.
Yeah.
So I mean, what do you think for you personally? Like, now, you know, it's obviously not a car with a 1,000-watt stereo, because, you know, you've surmounted that hurdle. And that's not making it for you. But there's probably an idea in your head, I think, of what that might be now. Can you tell us what that might be?
So for me personally, I don't even know if I would qualify hitting the goals that I have making it. I think even if I nailed all my goals, I'd still not. And I think it amounts to the fact that I don't dream big anymore.
Mm. You got no ambition, baby. That's what Kanye said.
A car with a stereo was dreaming big. And
I think that is an issue. You know, I've been recently really thinking about figuring out what exactly would be making it, because you do need to dream big. If you're going to make it, I mean, you could dream small. If you're like, man, I just really want to have a car with a big stereo, and like, that's it, I made it, right? But I feel like making it is, to me, seems much bigger. It's like you're young, or you're now, and you're like, man, I really want to be in the NBA. You get to the NBA, you made it. This is a definitive definition of you making it, and you made it when you're there.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, I'm a full-time musician, I made it. I want to make six figures a year. I made it. Like, I think there is sort of a, even if you can't really define it, there is a pretty specific level for making it.
You might not know what that is, because I feel like Frank Ocean probably didn't think he would be hopping on a plane to work on a, you know, an album with Jay-Z and Kanye, right?
Well, but I think he probably did think, I want to make it as a musician where people know me and I can work with the best.
Right, right.
Whoever that may be.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that is making it. And for him, that's, you know, he's made it. And wherever he goes from here, even if he fails, at least he had that moment of making it. I don't think making it means you're there forever necessarily, of course. But he achieved his first dream, and now he has to make new dreams, like Amir was sort of referencing.
Right. He knocked out he had an awesome first album. His second album is, you know, highly anticipated and even highly acclaimed. But if he pounds out another album that's in the same form as the last two, then he's waited too long. And that kind of goes to Victor's question of how do you know when to reinvent? I think now is Frank's time.
What about on a smaller scale? I think that is something that we are interested in now and very pertinent to our lives. Because I'm going to go ahead and just say none of us have made it. So, you know, how do we make it? You know what I'm saying? Like, in 5 years, what are we going to say that's going to be like, yo, like, you know, 33-year-old us, like, how did we make it?
I don't think I want to make it anymore.
Oh, you don't? So. Interesting.
Why don't you want to make it?
I see what dedication people have to put in order to make it. And I don't think I love one thing that much. Mm. I think I like just like family, life, friends, fun. I think I like those things, and I think I have an ample amount of those, so in that sense I've made it, even though it's not really making it.
You've already
like being a normal person is kind of like, yeah. I don't think I have the desire to put in the needed effort to become like internet famous something, or, you know, break out and sell a million copies of, you know, a thing. Like, I don't really have the desire to do that.
But your desire is to have fun, have a family, have friends.
Enjoy my life, you know, personally.
Yeah, you can be, you know, money rich or time rich or relationship rich, but generally it's really difficult to have to be incredibly wealthy in all those areas. So once something has to give, and it's all up to what you're willing to sacrifice. And not everybody needs to be famous, you know, enough to that they're willing to sacrifice all those other things in their life. So I think that's, you know, that's a totally healthy way of looking at your life and saying, look, these are the things that are important to me, and I don't need to be internet famous to like be satisfied with the life that I lived.
What do you think is your making it? Or have you already, I mean, maybe you've made it already.
Oh no.
What is your sort of take right now on making it?
My take is it's more of a lifestyle. So like Amir, I have a lot of things that I'm interested in, and I always felt like living a good life meant that I would be able to do things that pursue and things that I was really interested in, and you know, make a profession out of it. And right now I don't have a, you know, concrete idea. I think sometimes life, you know, pulls you in different directions, and if you listen to people who have made it, they're often telling you like how much of a factor like luck is. You know, you might meet somebody who's going to launch your career, or somebody who's going to inspire you to do something. And, you know, there are a lot of people who know from the age of 5 that they want to be a fireman or a pilot or a doctor, and they achieve their dreams. Like, I'm not one of those people. I was always jealous of them. But I think when you've kind of reached a point where you're really happy with where you are, that's when you'll have a feeling that you might not say you've made it, but you can be really comfortable where you are, and like, you know, being around people you like and working with people you respect, you know, there's like the making it in the sense that you could attain great fame. You could release a film that people love, that you get recognized for on the street, you know, or you could just be doing something you love. You could helping people who are, you know, less fortunate. Some people, you know, commit their lives to that. So I think for me, I'm still trying to figure out, like, I don't think I need to be famous, but I think the reason why I do what I do is because I want to connect in a certain way to a lot of other people. And there's things that, you know, it's kind of like this pursuit of the truth and of things you care about. So one thing I struggle with is with making, you know, a lot of the work I do is like commercial work. And it's not very satisfying in a personal sense. I think we all know we go to work and we kind of put in our time, you know, and in exchange for paycheck. And that's, you know, that's one way to spend your time. But there's everybody has their hobby or their thing that they do that they really care about. And if I could, you know, the dream for me is if you could turn that into the way you can make a living, then that's a great thing. Then you're not really working. So,
I mean, I feel like it's, you know, a lot of making it is twofold, right? I mean, one, you want to do what you love, and then you want to do it sustainably, like at least money wise.
Yes.
Right. And I think on our smaller scale, when I look at people that we know, we're like, yo, he made it. Is like, oh, they're making it because they can sustainably do what they love, even though it's not exactly what they do, maybe, but like they're kind of in that ballpark.
Yeah, I would say like making it, like in terms of a big deal, like I would feel like I've made it when I don't have to do something that makes me feel a little dirty for money, you know. And that might not, it's not like necessarily exotic dancing or doing something criminal, but you know, everybody I think feels like at some point they're putting aside their what they would normally do. They're doing something they wouldn't normally do for money. And that's how life is. You know, like sometimes you got to go to work and you don't want to go to work. But the dream for me is just to, like, to be able to wake up in the morning, be excited about what I'm going to do and not feel like I'm kind of not selling out, but just, you know.
Like your day, the hours of your day don't just go to someone else in exchange for money. Like you get personal gratification for those hours spent and you get money.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like building a house or, you know, planting crops or making coffee. It's not necessarily something that makes you famous or incredibly rich, but as long as it, and that, I think that's the dream now. It's like my parents probably didn't ever feel like they could actually have a job like that. You know, that just wasn't open to them. And I think that's what makes living really difficult right now, is that it's so visible when other people are successful around you that you have that you know, you know, when other people are making it, and it looks attainable, and so you kind of have to weigh against all the decisions, all the possible paths in your life. You have to say, like, look, am I doing the best that I can be doing right now, and am I taking steps to get to where I should be going? It's like, I don't know. It's very anxiety inducing, I think, in a sense. You know, it's difficult to be alive right now if you're not, because you have so much expected of you, and we've been given so many opportunities. And it's like, if you're not making it, why? You just want, and like, I don't know. It's tough.
I mean, I think that you know, I've been thinking about sort of setting goals and having ambitions and having a specific thing. And I think that if you narrow your focus into making it, that does focus you and defines it better for
right.
you. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think that we can sort of wander around and be like, okay, well, we'll make it when we know we're there. We'll make it when we feel like it.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? But there does exist people out there who have a very specific goal. And maybe they don't know exactly what it's like when they make it, but they at least they're like, I want to, you know, make a movie or write a book, or like, I want to have a child, whatever it may be. They set a very, very short goal, like a one sentence statement of like what I'm going to be. And when they get it, there's this overwhelming joy, a moment of it at least, and also sort of a realization of like, yo, I set out to do this and I created it and I'm here. anything that happens after that, whatever, I don't know. But and I think without something like that, it's hard to sort of, you know, sometimes for other people to also say they've made it or not made it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes we look at other people's lives and we're like, yo, they made it. But that's based on what we like. You know, if I look at a famous writer, I'm like, yo, that person made it. Because I'm like, oh, that would be interesting if I was in that position. But if I look at somebody who has, like, you know, millions of dollars and has, like, a beautiful house and a beautiful car, I'm like, I don't really know if they made it. Because I'm like, those aren't things I want. Right. You know, and maybe that's a slightly different conversation, but I think when you are have a very nebulous idea of, like, did I make it or not make it, I don't think you will make it. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that's I agree. I think if you don't define what it is that you want, then you're going to get a lot that you don't want, you know, and you don't have, you're not necessarily moving or progressing in any real substantive way, right? So and I guess I'd like to, like, break down, you know, what it is about other people's goals and what it is about, like, they want out of their lives.
Sure. Well, so his goal, let's say, was to make an album, and he attained that goal, but then further than that, the album caught fire, and, you know, tons of people release albums, but very few get as much publicity and recognition that his did.
Well, I would argue that his goal was not just to make an album. I would argue that his goal was to become, like, a world famous musician.
Mm-hmm.
And making the album was one of the steps to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So his goal was to become world famous, and his means to do that was to make the album.
No, his goal is to become a world famous musician. I mean, I assume that's what, you know.
And
there's smaller steps on the way. And I don't know, you know. And he's not there yet, possibly, but maybe he is. I don't know. He feels like he's made it. I mean, I agree. But I don't think it was as small as, like, make an album. I think maybe, you know, that's like step one of his plan.
Right. Make a name for himself through this music. So is that important to you? I mean, would you want... Do you feel like it's important to be known for what you do? Or could you just create this amazing, you know, work of art, or write a book, and, like,
I don't think you can create in a vacuum. You can create the best things in the world, but if no one's looking at it, like, who cares?
See, and I think the exact opposite. I mean, and this is,
yeah,
you assumed Frank Ocean was like, I want to be famous, so I'm gonna write an album. I assumed that he was like, I'm gonna write an album, and because of that, he got famous. And I think those are our reflections of our approaches to these things. Because we don't know unless we ask Frank, and he tells us.
Do you know personally people who you would consider have made it?
Yes, who have made it. They're not necessarily artists or you know, musicians or anything. They're business people. I think there's a very clear delineation between those people who have made it or who are, you know, still on their way up or on their way somewhere. But that's very easy to say. It's like, because there's a, if you've started a company and it's gone public, or you've sold it and you've been acquired and you cashed out, it's very clear, like, you know, you've attained a milestone. There's not a lot of, and you don't, and it's almost easier because you don't have to struggle with the fact that, you know, have I maintained my artistic integrity?
Is that what we're talking about, though? I mean, is that what, you know, when Amir was on here and he was sort of talking about making it, like, sort of like a my life. I mean, I guess that's my first question to you, even before we started the podcast, was, are we talking about life, or are we talking about what you're doing as a slash artist?
Well, but that depends on how you define yourself, right? So if I consider myself to be a business person or an entrepreneur, or if I feel like I'm an artist, then, you know, that ends up dictating what you ultimately consider as making it. So for a business person, yeah, there's like a, I think there's a certain scale or you know, there's a level of achievement that you have in your head about where you're comfortable being. But as an artist, I don't know. I don't consider myself an artist either, but I
me neither. Yeah.
That's just like how should I define myself? That will, you know, and okay. if I'm not an artist, then what am I? Am I just an entrepreneur?
But then the people that you know that have made it, they've made it because they have sold their startup or they're living the life they've always wanted or whatever it is. Is that the qualification that they've done?
For themselves or from my...
From your perspective. Not, I don't know about themselves at all, but from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I think you also... And it depends on the circles you run with, you know? If you're a 10 millionaire, but you hang out with billionaires, and you might still feel inadequate about yourself. And so there's a portion... Part of it is like comparing yourself to what other people have done in your own peer group, right?
And, well, here's the thing, though. I think that, at least for me, this discussion sort of is irrelevant of feelings and comparisons. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's irrelevant.
Because, like, inside you could always, you know, like, somebody like Jay-Z and Kanye might be like, I don't even feel like I made it. But it's like, yo, come on, you made it.
Well, I think they know, but they know that they've...
But that feeling of happiness of getting there or also of achievement has nothing to do with... if they actually made it. Because, you know, you will always have that drive to do more and make more.
Yeah.
You know? But I think the actual... I think there's... I mean, I don't know. Do you agree that there is a sense of sort of like a big goal and then like you cross that line and you've done it? Like, it's like a marathon. You've run 26 miles, you made it. And it's not about sort of like, you know, like 26 miles and you want to run another one. Like, no, you did it once. Like, you're good. Is that simplifying it too much?
No, I mean, I think there's a point, right, where you recognize that you've either made it or you haven't. And it could happen when you're young or when you're older. And it's probably something that, like, a lot of us would say, look, let's look at so-and-so. They've obviously made it, you know, regardless of how many, you know, you might not be Stanley Kubrick, you know, level of importance and, like, you know
whether you got there, you know, by skill or luck or whatever it is, I do think that you need to set that goal, that distant goal, and then people can decide whether you made it or not.
Sure,
do you think
yeah.
so? You have a.
I mean, I think that's a good answer for success and that a lot of people will agree with.
What is our sort of take home message today?
I mean, I think I don't know that we've answered anything. I always have more questions than answers than when I started. But, you know, I think in a given group of our friends, we can acknowledge, you know, Frank Ocean's made it. I think everybody knows what that means when we say he's made it.
Is there something you would like to add about making
it? No.
Okay. Thank you for coming for this extended episode.
Thanks. It's great to be here.